The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I have a returning guest with me today, but actually we just figured out before we went on the air that the last time she was on the show was basically like 2013, so everything feels new again. I mean, it feels like such a long time. And I'm excited to have her on, and I want to get right to her, so let me tell you about her. Jaya is an internationally recognized award-winning sexologist, author of Red Hot Touch, and the founder of New World Sex Education, a company dedicated to using real sex education to help men and women get the sex lives they desire. You may have seen Jaya on Ricky Lake, The Doctors, Good Morning America, Nightline, The Anderson Show, The Tyra Banks Show, TLC, CNN, or Playboy TV. She's even shared the stage with self-help guru Tony Robbins. Jaya is a unique mix of Dr. Ruth, Lady Gaga, and a yogi. Through her dynamic teachings, she's helping women and men reach their full erotic potential. Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, Jaya.
Woohoo!
You're here.
I'm laughing at that yogi Lady Gaga, yeah, it's, Dr. Ruth thing.
But it's like a good, it also brings in sort of the establishment, then like the new, then the Western and the Eastern. It's actually, it's working on a number of levels.
It's kind of fun.
So I've known you for many years, but when I was, you know, diligently doing my research for the show, I was struck that I read something in one of your press materials about, it said something like you've been through many sexual stages, and that your personal experience, you've shared your personal experience from pain to pleasure. And so I guess I wanted to start with, before we dive into the work you're doing now, I don't know that I know how you came to be doing this work, just sex ed in general. I don't know that I've asked you about your story and how you got here.
Well, I often say that where my story is right now is that I went from a total sex goddess to a really freaked out mom, and luckily back to a sex goddess again. So the journey has started when I was actually a little girl. I told my parents I wanted to be Dr. Ruth. So from a very young age, I had this desire to want to help people with their sexuality. Of course, then I was like telling people, oh, maybe I'll go into fertility. But I really knew that I wanted to teach people how to have better sex. I was just completely enthralled with Dr. Ruth. And so it started there. And then I went very much into, I call it Tantra Island. Tantra Island's not a real place. A lot of people ask me, where's Tantra Island? But it really isn't a real place. So I spent a lot of time learning some of the yogic paths, learning Tantra, some of the more esoteric aspects of sexuality, which fed me so much. Because I really was in a place of non-health around my sexuality, like a lot of shutdown, a lot of shame. And that was a place where it felt safe for me at that time in my life to really explore sex was, okay, well, this is kind of like sexuality and spirituality mixed together. And I really, really liked that idea of my spirituality being part of my sexuality. And so that helped me really peel off a lot of layers of shame, learn touch, learn breath, learn a lot of the tools that helped me reach sexual ecstasy. Fast forward a bunch of years, I become a mama. And this is where the pain part of the story comes in. I had an orgasmic birth experience with my son. And I would say it had orgasmic moments, but it was definitely a shamanic kind of journey of bringing him into the world where I don't remember a lot of it. It feels like, you know, it was kind of like this outer body experience, but there were these moments of just sheer ecstasy. But what happened was during his birth, he had the cord wrapped around his neck. And so the midwives, I had almost his head like out, and the midwife said, you need to give a push because his cord's wrapped around the neck. And I have really strong pelvic floor muscles. So I was completely intact at that moment, but I gave a full strong push and he shot out of my body like a torpedo, but his shoulder had gotten caught in my pelvic floor. And so I suffered a tear that went from my anal opening to my vaginal opening and then through the entire floor of my vaginal canal. So it was like an L-shape formed tear. But what happened, the tear wasn't like that. I didn't feel it. It wasn't like this awful thing. You know, they sewed it up. It was all good. And what happened, though, was my body grew keloidal scars. And I don't know if you've ever seen those purple, raised, sort of gnarly scars, but that's what happened. And so it held my vaginal opening open. And then it was like the first time I went to have sex, of course, it was excruciating pain because it was pulling on all this scar tissue. Mm-hmm. And I thought, like, oh, my God, I'm going to have reconstructive surgery of my vulva. And here, you know, like, I'm the sex person. And I'm, like, really went into a lot of shame around my career because I'm, you know, I'm the sex ecstasy person. And all of a sudden, I'm not experiencing ecstasy. The lucky part of the story was that I found someone who did scar tissue work that I didn't even know I didn't know this existed. And so she did all this amazing scar tissue massage. Her name's Ellen Heed. She just did, like, within three sessions, I had no purple ray scars. My vaginal tissue was back to normal. No pain. A miracle, right? And then the problem was that my partner had lost all interest in sex. So now I have a bigger challenge on my hands. I thought the scar tissue thing was a big thing, but now I'm facing the emotional piece of, and I don't know if you've ever had this or anyone listening has ever had this, where you want to really connect with your partner, but instead the two of you are kind of like on opposite sides of the bed, and we have a big mm-hmm. king size bed, and you're facing away from each other, and I'm silently crying. You know, it's that sort of like, I really want to reach out. I really want to connect. I don't know how to get you to want me, you know? And so right. There becomes this kind of desperation. And so I was in like this desperation of, I can't get my partner back online sexually. And we've got a baby in the bed. And, you know, granted, we've got all this because we were co-sleeping and he was in a hormonal state where he just lost his libido. Mm-hmm. And so then this was kind of like became like my deep, dark secret. Like, here I am out there teaching sexuality and I'm not having the level of sexual connection. And therefore I feel incongruent, which makes it even worse because this is my work. And, you know, I'm weeping at night and feeling really isolated, alone, disconnected, and uncertain if this is even what I'm like, do I want this even? Like, who is this guy that I'm in this relationship with? And I think my rock bottom was the moment I started going like, I don't even know if I love this guy. Like, yeah, I had this baby with him, but like, what am I doing? And that was the determining moment of when I said, okay, no more excuses. I'm going to figure this out. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to figure out how to get the passion back in our relationship and how to really motivate and inspire him and inspire myself to get the passion back that we had when before our son, you know, even during my pregnancy, all of it was there. So where did it go?
Mm. Okay, there's a lot. That was a lot to digest. Yeah. So I want to just go back and just
hit some key points here. One is about the physical experience of birth. So what you're describing is like the what they would say is like a third degree tear, or the worst mm-hmm. kind of tear that you can have, right?
Well, four goes all the way through the anus. So, okay. Yeah, you've got one, two, three, and four.
But except you also had this pelvic floor thing that was...
Mm-hmm. And then the growing of keloidal scars, which...
Yeah.
It falls... Some ethnicity groups get more chance of keloidals. And because I have Latina in my blood, I guess Latina group, you know, has a little bit more risk of getting keloidals. And that's what happened.
But I want people to know, because... You mentioned this, that you found someone, you know, when I tell people, for example, that there are physical therapists who work exclusively with the pelvic floor for various kinds of things, but certainly lots of different issues around pregnancy and giving birth. Like, people come out of that with pelvic floor issues. That is just what happens to the body. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter like how you prepare, or like how your breathing is, or if there's like, if you're in a pool of water or whatever, like your body goes through a pretty intense trauma and it doesn't come out the other side like the same as it was.
Right.
And so I want people to know that there are these amazing therapists that people like don't know exist and don't know do this work around mm-hmm. the pelvic floor. And then it sounds like you found someone who specialized in scar tissue.
Yeah, so she had been doing like athletes and scar tissue, and I wrote to her just saying, you know, hey, this is what's going on with me. And she said, absolutely, like, I know scar work. And she hadn't done a lot of inner vaginal work, of course, because this is kind of you know, not a lot of women are coming to her saying, hey, massage my vagina, you know,
right,
this is what's going on. So she translated everything she knew about working with scar tissue into my body. And, you know, there are people like, so sexological body workers are people who will do scar tissue remediation work. Pelvic therapists, you know, like a PT or somebody who's a physical therapist can work with this. And really, scars are formed by so many different things. So recurring UTIs or infections, lots of inflammation in the pelvis will create adhesion and scarring. You know, just little micro tears that you get can sometimes cause scarring, or episiotomy, C-section. Mm-hmm. I got so passionate about this because I had never heard of this before. And I thought, how many women have scar tissue and don't know that it's impeding blood flow, nerve flow, the amount of pleasure they receive, it's causing pain.
Right. And that's the thing I think people don't realize is, once you have scar tissue, that tissue is not as elastic, resilient. It's not as it once was. You have a new set of challenges.
Yes. Yeah, so the collagen fibers don't lay down straight. They kind of bunch up, and then that causes the scar and pulling and all the different things that scar tissue can affect: lubrication, blood flow, arousal levels. So there's a lot that if it's in the midline, it can actually affect libido. So there's a lot that can go on with scar tissue. And then the majority of women that I work with, so I ended up working with Ellen and spending 2 years working with all these different women who had scar tissue. And I mean, we just had amazing things. I get chills still talking about it. Like, one woman who had a C-section with twins, and she thought, well, why am I having vaginal pain? Like, I don't understand, that I'm having vaginal pain.
When I didn't have a vaginal birth, right?
Right. And so we ended up working with her, and what happens, and I see this all the time in my practice, because I work very hands-on with my clients, that the cervix, which should be able to move during arousal, so it moves during arousal, is adhered into the vaginal wall. And because it's adhered into the vaginal wall, it can't move. So you get this kind of pulling sensation, or it can't move out of the way of the penis when the penis is coming in, if you're having
penis. Like, it
penis
doesn't pull back, right? Like,
exactly.
It doesn't pull, during arousal, which is what happens to cervixes usually.
Right. So,
Wow. Yeah,
just knowing that, okay, I can't circumnavigate, meaning I can't take my fingers all the way around the cervix. It's now adhered into the vaginal wall. So then all we do is, you know, you can do cervical massage, you can use special oils and different things to actually help unstick the cervix. And then she had no pain. And she's still, you know, I talk to her every now and then. I'm like, okay, how are you doing? She's like, you changed my life. Like, this is something I thought I was going to have to live with for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. I was distraught because I couldn't have penetration with my husband. And now, like, I've not had pain since that session, you know, like, just unsticking her was the thing that did it.
Wow. Wow, that's just really powerful work. Yeah. And I just want everyone to know that it's out there. So for people who've gone to sort of their gynecologist who said, hey, you know what? That's the breaks. You wanted kids. Don't listen to that. Get a second opinion. You know what I mean? Like, they don't know. The thing is, like, they don't know, and they don't have access to these resources, and they're not up on what else is out there. So just for if you're listening to this and you're feeling like, oh, this really resonates with me, know that if someone told you this can't be fixed, that may not be true.
Yeah. I had a woman, we surveyed all these women, over 500 women, and one of them wrote to me that she had had a tear that went up to her clitoris, and so it was painful with the clitoral touch, and her doctor just said, oh, well, too bad, here's some numbing cream. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I was mortified by that story, like, oh my God, like, numbing cream, like, well, what's the point?
But again, you can be a gynecologist and not have any sex ed training. I mean, totally. You know what I mean? Like, you know what you know, right? Yep. Okay, we gotta take a break. We are gonna hear from my fantastic sponsor, The Pleasure Chest, and they're having a sale for all of July. Now, this is an annual thing that they do, and it's the only time they ever do a buy one, get one, 50% off anything that vibrates in the stores nationwide all month. And then if you can't make it to Pleasure Chest location, go to pleasurechest.com and you can receive 10% off orders over $100, 15% off orders over $150, 20% off orders over $200, and free shipping. Oh my God, free shipping. So you guys should check that out, pleasurechest.com. And let's take a break and we will talk more with Jaya when we come back. Latex gloves, leather cuffs, nipple clamps. Some things are just better in twos. That's why the Pleasure Chest is celebrating the power of two with their annual BOGO sale. Buy one, get one half off on all vibrating toys. Maybe you're dying to try the new rechargeable magic wand, but also want something travel-sized. Maybe you and your BFF are in the market for new vibes. Or maybe you want to explore a new kind of sensation for half the price. Any way you slice it, two is better than one. So don't agonize over buzzy versus rumbly, rabbit versus slimline, or internal versus external. Get a taste of everything with the Pleasure Chest's only sale of the year in each of their stores nationwide for the whole month of July. Not able to make it to one of their locations in New York, LA, or Chicago? PleasureChest.com is offering free shipping all month long on every order. You can also use the code Tristan at checkout year round for a free massage candle with every purchase.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to tristan@puckerup.com. That's tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I'm talking today with Jaya, who shared just a ton of personal, vulnerable stuff in the first segment. I just want to acknowledge that, Jaya.
Thank you.
And I actually didn't know that this work you're doing around passion diminishing in long-term relationships had a personal component. I mean, this is a problem that people present to us as sex educators all the time, right? So I didn't know necessarily that there was this connection. And I also want to say that I want people to understand, because this really resonates with me, that when we do this work, it's not just our job And we feel, I mean, I felt so much resonance there because that's like, we feel so invested in this that it's not like, oh, like I'm a pastry chef and I've just sort of not into dessert anymore. It feels bigger than that. And mm-hmm. it feels deeper than that. And part of it is because I know this about you and I feel this about myself. You want to bring this level of authenticity to the work. Mm-hmm. You don't want to feel like you're getting up there and telling people stuff that you haven't experienced, you don't know anything about, or that like hasn't worked for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so when you feel in this disconnected place around your sexuality and your job every day is to sort of empower people around their sexuality, it's really hard. And I think tons of people working in the sexuality field have had this experience. I mean, I know privately people have talked about it a lot. People don't talk about it publicly very much. Mm-hmm. But it's real. It is real.
And I think it also gives us, you know, having gone through the challenge or the vulnerability gives us more, like, it gives me fodder. Like, I would never have known about scar tissue had I not gone through that. I would never know about bioidentical hormones or that biochemistry plays a role if I hadn't gone through like a weird menopause after my son was born. Not only that, but my hormones crashed. So I had to get, you know, hormone replacement and do a bunch of stuff to pull me back out of menopause because I was only 34. So it's like, I was 34. Or I would have never known how to help all my couples that we work with to get passion back if I hadn't gone through those things. So in some ways, like it sucked while I was in there. I hated it. But at the same time, it's like I'm so grateful because it gave me skill sets and tools and passion to research because, and I know you know this, Tristan, like I'm on, like, can I say the F word on here?
Yes.
I am on such a fucking mission. And when I was in that, I had to play so small because I couldn't go out there and speak things when my life wasn't in a right place. Now that I've gotten in the right place, it's like there's this mission that I cannot not do. And every time I talk about it, I start actually crying because the mission is so big. I was going through this thing of, you know, I don't know if I'm really, my heart's really in this and da, da, da. And I started really exploring like, well, what's going on with this? And it was that my mission is so freaking big. It makes me sick to my stomach in a good way. Like, changing sexuality on this planet, changing how we view it, changing the atrocities and the dark, you know, stuff around it that harms people, I think comes from sex education, comes from learning about our sexuality, comes from unleashing ecstasy. And I want a world where we are fully self and sexually expressed, you know, where we can walk down the street and feel safe to be sexual beings and not be in fear about that in the world. And I mean world, like global world, not just, you know, America, but global world where we've made a huge shift in consciousness around sexuality and it becomes something that's celebrated and cultivated in the world. And I've like made this huge decision just in the last couple of months, like no more fucking playing small. Like this, I've got to be out there because and not just me, like all sex educators, we've got to get out there and get this out because it can't not happen. You know, like mm-hmm. it's so needed and people are so hungry. And I mean, I just get so many letters from all over the world. Just people still like, I kissed a girl. Did I get her pregnant? You know, I had a woman who told right. me a story about, they told me that when they put the necklace around my neck at my wedding, that that's how I would get pregnant. Like that was her sex education.
Oh my God.
And, right. and you know, it just gives me chills to think about where this is so deeply, deeply needed to have a shift in our sexuality. Okay. I'm going to get off my soapbox around the mission.
No, your passion is palpable. I mean, I alluded to this and I'm wondering, do you have kind of personal theories about why passion diminishes in long-term relationships? Because I feel like lots of people have kind of explored this from different angles and people have different ideas about sort of why this happens or when it happens or how it happens. And obviously, I don't think there's like one answer, but what are your ideas about why this is essentially kind of like the most common thing that happens in all relationships. In my mind, it is.
Yeah. I spent the last 3 years really looking at this, after I figured out stuff with my partner and I, you know, not just us. Because how I approach my work is that I will experiment on myself first. And my partner, you know, he kind of gets drug into a lot of fun experiments. Lucky him. And so then I'll kind of figure things out from there. And then I'll take it to clients and then see, okay, well, does this fit? Because everybody's really different. Mm-hmm. And I'm always kind of exploring, okay, well, what's really landing with a majority? It might not be the thing that landed with me, but what's really landing with the majority? And if I ask the question of like, why? Well, where's the breakdown? What's happening? And I see a multitude of things. So one is life change. So a woman starts going through menopause, hormones change, baby came along. There's usually some kind of an inciting event where the sexuality changes, where it goes, or maybe it's a betrayal in the relationship. And I look at four areas. So we've talked about scar tissue, which is one of the physical aspects. So that could be something physical happens. You get cancer, you're going through a major trauma, something you're healing from physically, you know, car accident, mm-hmm. something like that. I mean, it could be something simple of like, I fell and I hit my pelvis. And ever since then, but people don't put that two and two together, you know, right. Like, oh, right. that pelvic fall, that's where my libido went south, or that's where we started having challenges in our relationship. So there's the physical aspect, there's the emotional. So emotional might be something like with my partner, what happened was we had our son. And right after we had our son, 3 weeks after we had our son, the recession hit hard. And he was in design, in like construction design of celebrity homes. And all of a sudden, there was no money to do any construction. Even though the client might have had money, like the banks froze everything. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, he had no work. So we just had a baby. I'm not working because I just had a baby. And all of a sudden, he has no work. So there's a giant financial stress. And when there was giant financial stress, he did not want to have sex. So there's an emotional thing that might happen, a resentment, a betrayal, something like that. There's biochemical changes. His biochemistry changed and my biochemistry changed. Now we have a perfect storm for disconnection. And then we have finally just like energetic. And energetic can be a hard kind of, it can get kind of woo, but it can also be grounded in science. Like we're bioenergetic before we're physical, before we're chemical, before anything else. Every cell in our body has an electrical signal. And so we're looking at also like, okay, I stopped sleeping and I couldn't sleep at night because of biochemistry, but also because of bioelectricity. I became hypersensitive to electromagnetic frequency, which was this weird thing where all of a sudden I just couldn't sleep. I went 6-7 days without sleeping. And all I needed to do was ground. And so I got these special mats that I slept on that grounded me. And I slept 8 hours for the first time in my entire life. Like I've always had insomnia really bad, but this was like something that really changed, and that helped him with my hormones and biochemistry. So they're all kind of linked, all of these things. So if we're looking at all four areas, you really have to be a detective and you have to look at, okay, well, are we not communicating well? What I see in a lot of these couples who come to me is that there's so much criticism of one another that it's really hard to feel attracted to your partner when you're just doing nothing but criticizing one another. Mm-hmm. I think another place is that we don't have practices around sexuality, and we don't have a lot of value on it a lot of times. Like some people, some of my clients will look at me and go, well, it's just sex. Like what's the big deal? And it's a big deal. You know, I could point to 50 million reasons why it's a big deal, health reasons and connection in your relationship. And there's so many things of why sexuality is vital, but we don't make time. So there's this lack of prioritization and a breakdown because we don't have any practices. We don't have any time that we've set aside. We think that sex should be the spontaneous swinging from the rafters. I'm always going to want it. I'm always going to mm-hmm. have turn on. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't happen. We start losing mystery in a relationship. You start knowing each other so much. So there's too much closeness, which sounds counterintuitive. There's the loss of obstacle. Things are hot when there's like a little bit of challenge to overcome. So that's just like the tip of the iceberg, but those are some of the big major things that I see. There's that four areas that we're looking at. There's the communication, there's the too much familiarity, there's the lack of prioritization in the relationship, and then the deepest one is sex education. And we don't know how to touch with each other. We don't know how to communicate. We don't know how to give feedback. It just gets to be this messy world where we kind of fake it and take it and don't give feedback. So then we're dissatisfied. And then that goes on for years where we've never said anything. Mm-hmm. And it just builds up a lot of resentment.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to dig into that a little bit more, but we got to take another break.
Okay.
Because it's just flying. Everything's just flying by. So take a break, everyone. Listen to these commercials and then come back and we will continue this discussion with Jaya.
Latex gloves, leather cuffs, nipple clamps. Some things are just better in twos. That's why the Pleasure Chest is celebrating the power of two with their annual BOGO sale. Buy one, get one half off on all vibrating toys. Maybe you're dying to try the new rechargeable magic wand, but also want something travel-sized. Maybe you and your BFF are in the market for new vibes. Or maybe you want to explore a new kind of sensation for half the price. Any way you slice it, two is better than one. So don't agonize over buzzy versus rumbly, rabbit versus slimline, or internal versus external. Get a taste of everything with the Pleasure Chest's only sale of the year in each of their stores nationwide for the whole month of July. Not able to make it to one of their locations in New York, LA, or Chicago? PleasureChest.com is offering free shipping all month long on every order. You can also use the code Tristan at checkout year round for a free massage candle with every purchase.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I want to remind you that you can always call us with your questions and comments at our 24-hour voicemail line, 323-SEX-8266, 323-SEX-8266. And yesterday we launched Sex Educator Bootcamp Level 1 online. I'm really excited. There are about 70 sex educators taking Level 1 right now as we speak. And it runs from now through July 5th, but you can actually still sign up all the way till July 4th. So you can still sign up, get access to all the materials, the class, everything, and the live call with me on July 6th. So find out all about that at sexeducatorbootcamp.com. I also want to know, want you to know that I'm going to be at Poly Dallas Millennium. That's July 22nd to 23rd. Go to polydallasmillennium.com to find out more. We're going to talk all about open relationships. And of course, my Sex Educator Bootcamp Level 2 and 3 live and in person with me are coming to Woodhull Sexual Freedom Summit August 4th. And we're going to tweet out those links. You can use the coupon code DEAL25 for 25% off your registration. So I'm talking today with Jaya, and we're tackling a topic that I feel like you hear a lot about in the world, which is like how to bring the spark back to your relationship. And it can feel really stereotypical and boring and redundant and stupid, actually. But I feel like Jaya has a very fresh approach to it. You know, one of the things that really struck me about what you said before the break that I don't think a lot of people are talking about is this idea of ritual. and space. It immediately actually made me think of how, you know, people feel like they want to have a relationship, let's say, with God, if God is your thing. And they, you know, they have these busy lives and these busy week, but then they make time to go to church on Sunday, like mainline Christians and Catholics. And so they ritualize that. Like every Sunday we go, we think about our place in the universe. You know, we hear the sermon, we gather, blah, blah, blah. Right. And, but we don't approach sex in that same way. We feel like sex should just sort of happen rather than kind of ritualize it in our lives in a way that we've ritualized other things. And that works for us.
Right.
So what do you think are some of the biggest stumbling blocks, like, that people come to you with who feel like, okay, we've lost this thing, we want to get it back, but we're kind of stuck?
The thing that has resonated with people, there's a number of things, but I think the thing that's resonated with people the most and why they come to see with me is because of blueprinting. And so what's happened over the years of me working with so many people's bodies is I started noticing patterns. And I started noticing that different people responded differently. So for example, a client who would come in who couldn't get an erection, and his wife's just, you know, she's doing the Cosmo magazine techniques and she's trying to just pump up and down on his penis.
And shockingly, like, that's not working.
Nothing's happening, you know. And I just don't even touch him. Like, I just start hovering my hand over his genitals and just sort of like hovering my hand over his inner thighs and kind of playing with this very, very light feathery touch on his hairs on his skin. And all of a sudden he gets this hard, like really hard erection, and his body starts to kind of like, I don't know if you've ever had aftershocks after having like a really good orgasm, but his body starts to kind of like jerk and twitch and shake. And he opens his eyes really big and he looks at me. He's like, what's going on? Like, what's happening? And he's one of the blueprints. So one of the blueprints is energetic. And this is where, like, you short circuit and turn off if somebody goes straight for your genitals. It's, you need like a lot of anticipation and a lot of tease and a lot of really, really light touch and a lot of space and a lot of safety. And so knowing that, you know, I just explained to them, okay, but this is his blueprint. This is how he's wired erotically. And you guys have been approaching it from a different blueprint, which is not working for him. And she was that blueprint. So oftentimes we'll give out of that. I don't know if you've ever heard of The Love Languages by Gary Chapman.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
It's similar. It's like, but these are the erotic, like, touch languages. So there's this energetic. And then we have the sensual, and sensual's like my partner, Ian, he has a lot of sensual where he wants to do a lot of cuddling and a lot of massage and a lot of full body touch. And sensuals are very turned on by all of their senses being ignited. So they'll be like the person who eats and they just moan like, this is so good, and like smells. And each one of these blueprints has a shadow. So like energetic shadow, I talked about a little bit, which is like they short circuit too much. Mm-hmm. If you just approach too fast, the sensual shadow is I can't get out of my head and in my body because my mind is thinking about all the things that are wrong. The breath smells, there's socks on the floor. You had a client who was like, I can't see my naked wife when there's socks on the floor because the socks on the floor make me think about the laundry that needs to be done. The laundry needs to be done makes me think about soccer practice.
He's
completely turned off. So there's sensual, which is all like full body yumminess and oils and smells and food. And then you have the sexual blueprint, which is just like, I want to get to it. Like I they're bored with those other things. They want to have, you know, a lot of it's like penis and vagina or get to the penetration or get to the clitoris.
Get to the genitals. Like, get to, right.
Why are you touching my knee? Like, why are you not touching my genitals yet? And so there's this, there's a lot of simplicity about that blueprint, which is really great. And a lot of like, I can go from 0 to 60 in arousal very quickly and you can go straight for it. And I'm very happy. Like, you could say hello to me by shaking my penis. Like that can be very happy. So then there's the next one is kinky. And so kinky wired people are turned on by taboo. So this isn't this, like when I say kinky, a lot of people think like, oh, whips and chains and like all that kind of dark dungeony stuff. What I mean is like anything can be taboo, depending upon your way, you know. Like for some of my clients, taboo is having sex out of missionary position. Like that's super taboo. And that's what turns them on, is that idea of being like naughty out of the box. And there's two different types in the kinky. One is psychological and one is sensation based. So psychological could be more turned on by like power dynamic, not spanking. Like, but the spanking for the sensation based is like the thing. And then there are some people who kind of a mix. So kinky is a world that's just huge. There's so much to explore there. And the shadow side of it can be like really deep shame of, I like this thing that's outside of the box. Then we've got a shapeshifter, and a shapeshifter is someone whose sexuality is huge. Like, they encompass all the languages, so they can be, they want everything, they love everything, but they also, like, in their shadow can shapeshift to be whatever another person wants. So they're never really truly themselves, because they're always pleasing, like shifting to please someone else. And so they're unfed in all of the other blueprint types, and they judge themselves for being hedonistic because they really can't get enough. Like, you could have eight arms and be playing like, I'm spanking you and I'm lightly touching you and I'm giving you like sensual massage and I'm touching your genitals and so it's like all having everything is in lots of variety is super important. So what people hear is they hear, okay, my partner's a sexual and I'm an energetic.
Now you can immediately see the conflict. You immediately see the conflict there. Yeah.
So, you know, he or she is going straight for their genitals. And then you've got this issue of, now I'm short circuiting, but they're giving, you know, they're giving pleasure in their blueprint because that's what they think turns everybody on, because that's what you're turned on by. So essentially, this was the problem with Ian and I. So one of the areas. So what I found in this was that my partner was kinky. So Ian was kinky and he was really under restraint, but he had so much shame and so much shadow around it that he wasn't like, you know, I had like little glimpses of things, but it wasn't like, I didn't know he was tying himself up. Like, you know, or like that kind of stuff where he wasn't really owning that this was his big turn on. So, of course, I just like, now I just dangle ropes and, you know, he's got an erection like you can't believe and he's like happy, you know, like that, like easy access into him. But see, I was approaching him sexually wired and he doesn't have that in his blueprint. So I have a lot of sexual wiring. So what I do is like, you know, he gets in bed at night and I start touching his penis and he's just like, why are you touching my penis? Like, you know, like this is coming out of left field. Like, you need to cuddle with me and like out and dominate me and, you know, play with other parts of my body. And so this was a big disconnection because I was initiating always in my blueprint, which is mainly sexual with him. And he was initiating and sensual. So he like comes and cuddles with me and I'm like, oh God, like, I guess we're just going to cuddle and go to sleep. You know? When he was initiating, but then I'm like playing dead because I just think, oh God, I guess we're just going to sleep again tonight. Because my way of initiating would be he would touch my genitals. We had this complete disconnect in the way we're initiating, the way we're seducing one another. And it wasn't about learning another sex technique. Like, I knew all these sex techniques. He knows all these sex techniques. That wasn't the problem. And I think that's what a lot of couples think is like, oh, if we go and learn some new sex techniques, that's going to help. But there's like this underlying, you really need to know how to touch each other, initiate with each other. And I call it feeding, speaking, healing, and expanding the blueprint. Because essentially our blueprint shows us where we're limited. We want to all like be able to speak multiple languages and have lots of different capacity and pathways to orgasm. And so it brings in creativity. So these five fundamental blueprints are the key for, and the stumbling block for a lot of the couples. That was your question. The stumbling block is that they haven't had an education on how to read one another, how to play with one another, how to touch, and how to know, like, my partner, you know, for me, I'm energetic, so I'm touching them with light touch, and they feel like it's spiders crawling over there, all over them.
And would you say that even some people don't understand their own blueprint?
Yes.
Of themselves.
Well, they don't know they exist, so they, they think they need to be sexual, because that's what our culture is, right?
We see
a magazine, five, you know, orgasmic, blah, 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 screaming orgasms. And so we think that, and especially men, like, I see so many male people who feel like if they are not sexually wired, they're broken. Like, they're just like, I'm energetic. And that, like, an energetic man feels so misunderstood, like, oh, he's feminine or something. Like, that's not what it is. It's just, he's got an erotic wiring or asexual, you know, like, we get these labels. And I feel like I've had so many people come up to me and say, oh my God, like, I just thought I was so broken, or I thought I was asexual. But really what I discovered was I'm energetic. And really light touch. And that's what turns me on. And that's enough. Like, I don't ever have to go to penetration, but I can access eroticism. I can access turn on through non-touching, through playing with hovering or space. And so there's this access that becomes there that's not about being broken, but it's about, well, this is like who I am as an erotic being. And that's such a huge discovery.
Okay, we have to take another break. I can't believe this is going so fast, but there's a lot. There's a lot to digest here. I'm glad out there in the world that when people are not listening live, they could sort of pause and like take some notes or like contemplate some of this stuff, right? Because it's big stuff, but I really feel like you're presenting it in a really understandable, engaging way that helps people sort of be on the same team versus seeing themselves or each other as wrong, broken, not normal, you know, that kind of stuff. Okay, so let's take another break. And when we come back, more with Jaya. Stay where you are.
Latex gloves, leather cuffs, nipple clamps. Some things are just better in twos. That's why the Pleasure Chest is celebrating the power of two with their annual BOGO sale. Buy one, get one half off on all vibrating toys. Maybe you're dying to try the new rechargeable magic wand, but also want something travel-sized. Maybe you and your BFF are in the market for new vibes. Or maybe you want to explore a new kind of sensation for half the price. Any way you slice it, two is better than one. So don't agonize over buzzy versus rumbly, rabbit versus slimline, or internal versus external. Get a taste of everything with the Pleasure Chest's only sale of the year in each of their stores nationwide for the whole month of July. Not able to make it to one of their locations in New York, LA, or Chicago? PleasureChest.com is offering free shipping all month long on every order. You can also use the code Tristan at checkout year-round for a free massage candle with every purchase.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Hey, Jaya is doing this great event in September in Los Angeles. And when I asked her to send me the URL, she sent it to me. And then I went to the URL and I was like, wait a second. This makes it seem like it's free, but it's not. It's $900 and something. It's like this 3-day thing, all day stuff. But then I asked her and she was like, no, I'm doing this thing for your listeners, which is, so how you find out about this is you go to yourpathtopassion.com/scholarship. And when you go to that link, it shows you the retail price and tells you everything you're going to get. And then all you have to do is sign up. You pay a fee to hold your place, but then when you get to the thing, that fee is credited back to you. Mm-hmm. So this is like hugely generous. This is like a $1,000 seminar that you're going to get for free just because you're a listener of my show. Really, really nice of Jaya, by the way. Nice of Jaya. So yourpathtopassion.com/scholarship. And I think especially if people are interested in this, obviously there's a lot more to say on this, and there's like a lot. You go deeper, and you have all these other different kind of levels. And so, I feel like if people are intrigued by this, they want to go to see the whole thing, right?
Yeah. It's 3 days and I'll be diving into these blueprints. So we just spend a whole day. I want everybody to leave knowing what their blueprint is. So I do a lot of hands-on, like get people up and they can come up on stage with me and get me to, you know, figure out what their blueprint is or, and so we do a lot of just diving very deep into these. Cause of course I'm just giving you like cliff notes, but that, right. And then there's also 5 steps to creating lots of passion, regardless of if you're in a relationship or not. It's having these tool sets, skill sets, because I can't tell you how many people said, I wish I would have known you 20 years ago. You know, I'm sure you get that too, Tristan. It's
right,
like,
yes.
If I had this information, what I would have been able to not have mistakes in or not have gone through that painful thing. Yeah.
So I wondered if we could tackle some listener questions.
Great.
I know we're running out of time, but I want to get to at least one. And I feel like I picked these especially for you. So the first one came to me by email. And it says, Dear Tristan, despite my love of intimacy and sex and my confidence in the bedroom, I still find myself having a lot of hang-ups about my body. Mm. I'm a guy. I'm big, 5'8", 310, and I'm not exactly gifted genitally. Are there any sources of body positive support for men? I've been fetishized for being heavy, and a previous partner wanted to humiliate me over my penis, and that ended quickly. Mm. For some reason, that kind of thing really gets to me. She blamed my penis for the breakup and ridiculed me over it. And since then, I've had trouble with relationships. I haven't been able to get past it. No matter what I do, whether it's therapy or counseling, I just can't seem to get my confidence back, and it's scaring me.
Mm-hmm. So one of the ways that I work with clients is I do a lot of focusing work on getting to roots of what happened in the body. So what I would do with this particular person would be actually ask him, what are the feelings in his body around this? So does he get tight in his chest? Does he stop breathing? Does he clench his butt? How is it showing up somatically is what we say. So how is it showing up in his body? Because if he's already been to therapist and that's not working, he can't solve this in his mind.
There's not talking, right? Talking's not getting there, right?
Yeah. So he's got to go into his body and actually feel the sensations and then ask himself, okay, well, when did I first feel this sensation? Was it actually that inciting event with this person who shamed him body shame wise? Or what is it deeper? Like, does it go way back to
Locker room or when he was a kid or high school or something. Right.
And so this is a somatic feeling. I'm not asking for a memory per se. I'm asking for him to check into his body and say, okay, well, when did I first feel this feeling of this tension in my heart or this feeling in my toes, whatever that feeling is that comes up. And then to look at that scene, and this is my like favorite thing, and it works so effectively for so many of my clients, is to take that scene and freeze it and take all the color out of it, take all the sound out of it, take everything out of it. Just make it like it's a photograph up on like a screen. And then take a song that is the opposite. So, you know, my clients will pick like The Sorcerer's Apprentice or Don't Worry, Be Happy or, you know, some kind of really silly song and put on top of it and see how it changes the feelings in your body. And so what happens usually for my clients is that all of a sudden their body feels lighter, they feel better, you know, like all of a sudden the scene has changed. And then we bring in a new scene that gives him the feelings that he wants. So if he wants to feel confidence, what does that scene look like? And then we give that scene lots of color and sound and movement and music. And then that becomes an anchor. So the music really becomes this anchor, and it's such a somatic, like in the body experience, that this really helps to rewire. And then the other thing I would go to is fundamentally what a lot of times what I see this issue is it's an issue of I'm not enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just start writing, I am enough on everything. Like right now in my mirror, I'm looking at it right now. It says, I am enough on my mirror. And I have this written everywhere. And it's been really awesome with my son because it's something I'm really ingraining in him is like, he's enough. And the other night I was just looking in the mirror with my son and he looked at me and he said, Mama, we're enough. And it was just such an amazing moment. And so to have that, like, just everywhere around him is I am enough, I am enough, I am enough, I am enough, is going to, I've seen people literally drop weight just from saying I'm enough. And that just fundamental shift could shift his body if he wants to shift his body, you know, like you can be in the body you want to be in. It's where the incongruency comes in of I'm in a body that doesn't feel like mine. And that sometimes can be a place where we want to look at, okay, well, what, like I used to be 210 pounds. And the reason why I was 210 pounds was because I didn't feel safe. And so I didn't want men coming on to me. I didn't want people looking at me sexually. This was before all my, you know, sexual like unleashing. And I put on a lot of weight to protect myself and to protect my partner, because he also was really uncomfortable with men coming on to me. And when I ended that relationship, my weight dropped off. So, you know, sometimes weight can be other things that doesn't have to do necessarily with what you think it does. So I would just start doing some examining detective work and really feel it in your body and do this I am enough. That would be my
suggestion. And we're out of time. But I just want to add that, you know, and sometimes weight is just genetics, and you have to get to a place where you love the body that you're in right now, not the body that you want or the body that you think you should have or the bodies that you see photoshopped, you know, in magazines. But thank you so much for spending this hour with me, Jaya. I want to remind people they can find out more about Jaya and all her work at sexisyou.com, sexisyou.com. And then if you want to attend this seminar, this really intensive thing in September, yourpathtopassion.com/scholarship to get it for free. And you can follow Jaya on Twitter at JayaNWSE. Let me tell you very quickly, people, that I'm going on vacation next week, but I'm not leaving you hanging. I'm going to be out of town for both vacation and then work. So you're going to have 3 weeks of no live shows, but you're going to get to hear the show I recorded on my birthday at the Pleasure Chest. You're going to get to hear my interview with Joni Blank, the founder of Good Vibrations. So keep listening, people. Okay. Come back here Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. And in the meantime, have some real conversations and talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.